Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over why it is so hard to get fired in this business and why this is an advantage to you if you want to expand your pool business. And this is something that you need to put in your equation when you're doing bids and when you're trying to expand your service. And it's an interesting thing in the industry, and I'll go over a few examples for you so you kind of get the idea where I'm coming from. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. This is something that I don't think you think about much, but I think the reality with the pool service industry is that it's really hard to get fired in the industry as far as a customer canceling service. Now, of course, there are a few customers that are trigger happy and they'll cancel for very little things, but that's pretty rare. I mean, I've heard stories from so many people, homeowners, where they had pool service companies come there. They're there for 3 or 4 minutes. They don't really clean the pool. Other times, they're trying to avoid the customer by coming at different times during the week. Sometimes they'll even sneak into the backyard so they're not seen. Sometimes they don't even show up for 2 or 3 weeks. And this is very common in the industry. There was one in particular that I remember where the person had a pool service company for many years. And he was an older gentleman. And then he raised the rates up. He was raising rates up pretty rapidly. And then he sold the pool route to a young kid. And, you know, at that point you would think, okay, people would probably just quit and just start with someone new. But most of the people actually stayed with this particular young guy that took over from the person that sold this route. And it's interesting because I don't know if it's the fact that people are comfortable or the fact that they don't have time to get bids, but it takes a lot to lose your job in the pool service industry. And of course, if you're trying to get accounts, keep this in mind that a lot of times you're going to get accounts from somebody that just wasn't doing their job properly. And this kind of ruins it for you in a way because now the customer is hyper-vigilant. So if you do get an account where maybe the person wasn't showing up, you definitely want to use an app like Skimmer to take pictures of the pool every week that you're there and send them to them. And then, of course, if the pool is pretty easy, you know, if it's one of those pools where you have to find things to do at that pool, certainly you want to vacuum that pool with your vacuum system, brush the tiles, do whatever you can to extend the time at that pool so that, you know, if the prior pool guy was there for 5 minutes, maybe you'll be there for 12 minutes or 15 minutes just to make the customer feel like you're doing something. I've been at these pools where there's really nothing to do, but I know that I can't just be there for 5 minutes. That looks really bad. So I'll just, you know, clean the tiles. I'll brush the pool 3 or 4 times. I'll drop my vacuum system in there just to put on a show for the customer that I'm actually doing something. And these are nice pools to have on your route, by the way. And I guess the only drawback with these pools is that you have to kind of find things to do at the stop, which isn't terrible. But since the customers give these pool service companies so much grace, it's really one of the things that you can utilize in your favor. If you are providing excellent service and you're the kind of person that shows up every week, spends your time cleaning it, sends reports to the customer, you're really going to get a lot of accounts in certain service areas, especially like in my area in Southern California, where a lot of guys, I call them blanks because they're driving around with nothing on their truck. And I'll admit I'm a blank as well. I don't have a phone number or anything on my truck or any kind of logo because I'm not trying to get more accounts. And most people in my area are blank trucks. And you can get a lot of accounts if you're starting out or if you want to expand your business in an area like mine by doing something very simple. Of course, showing up every week is the key. Also, spending time at the pool and just being very personable with the customers. I can't tell you how many times I've seen pool service guys and, you know, sometimes gals, but mainly the guys are like this. They're just really gruff. They have no real personal, you know, interaction skills. And I'm always thinking, how do these people get accounts? There was one individual that was speeding through the neighborhood getting his supplies at the supplier. And neighbors were actually complaining. This was an SCP that was located in a residential area. And I remember this particular incident because this person was so adversarial towards the wholesaler, but also towards the neighborhood. But he would drive to get his supplies, and he would go so fast that neighbors would complain about it. They even put a report in with the city, and that's why the wholesaler was trying to crack down on this guy. But he was just such a, you know, a aggressive, negative personality that he just didn't want to stop his behavior. And I think they eventually had to just cancel his account there entirely. But I was thinking in my head, if this guy is like this with the supplier driving through the residential neighborhood, how in the world is he actually keeping his customers? And you got to realize that a lot of your competition, maybe this is an extreme example, of course, but a lot of your competition does not have the business sense to really handle these pools in a way that can, you know, create long-term relationships with the customers, get referrals. And so your job is pretty easy if you're expanding your business. You just have to be the other guy. There was someone in my group, his pool service name was The Other Guy's Pool Service. And I think this is really important. And I think that name, the branding of his name was pretty smart. He's basically taking what I'm saying here to another level and actually branding himself as the other pool service, not the one that you have now that's not showing up and doing a good job. But people do have a high tolerance, and I've been to pools before. I was at this one pool to give a bid, and I could tell that the person bought the route and he was struggling because the customer had told me that, you know, they changed servicers and it looks like there was a totally different person now is doing their pool. And I wanted to give this guy another chance. I could have easily taken the account. And he was trying, he was showing up, but he just wasn't able to get a handle on the algae. So hopefully he turned it around and he was able to save that account. And so if you're new and starting out, most customers will give you plenty of grace. They'll, you know, be very forgiving of mistakes you make and of, you know, the pool having some algae in there. And this is good because when you're starting out, a lot of the initial nervousness from starting your business is, you know, what if I don't know how to do this? Or what if the customer, you know, has a question I can't answer? And of course, this is a legitimate thing that happens. And I'll give a quick plug to my coaching group. And this is why it's great to have a mentor. My coaching group, I've kept the rates the same. I probably should be raising them because, you know, if you work at In-N-Out Burger or McDonald's here in California, you're getting $20 an hour. But I'm only charging $20 a month for you can call me in a situation or text me. You also get invited to the GroupMe app that I have. And then there's a $10 level where you can just text me and not call me. And you can also get access to the GroupMe app. And I think this is a great service that I offer. And I'm pretty good at visualizing things. Like if you text me something or send a picture, I can figure out kind of what's going on just from experience. It's kind of something that I developed, especially since I've been doing this coaching group for over 5 years now or 6 years now. And I get an idea of what's going on in the situation in most cases. So it's a great resource. And I encourage you to join it. You can find information about it at poolguycoaching.com. And you can join and try it out. You don't get charged until the first of the month. So if you want to join in the middle of the month and see how you like it, that's perfectly acceptable. But I think you do need a mentor in some cases when you're starting out, because there's going to be times when you run into situations where you can't answer the question. I've had guys go out to their truck and call me real quick or text me, and I give them the information. They walk back there. I've even had guys like call me when the customer's there, and they're like, hey, I'm calling my mentor and he's going to answer this for me. And he'll be like, hey, so, you know, and they're like right there next to the person. And I think people respect that because they understand that not everyone has all the answers. I mean, that's how it is with a lot of servicers. If you are starting out, you're not going to know everything about the pool and you're going to make mistakes. And so it's good to know that there is some grace there built in from the customer. Most customers aren't going to just let you go because, again, it takes time to get bids for new service. It takes time to hire somebody. It's just like one of the landscapers I have is raising the rates on one of my properties. And I'm like, wow, man, I really don't want to pay him this amount. It seems like it's too much compared to what I can get someone else to do it for. But at the same time, I got to go down there and meet different landscapers. And I might do that eventually. But I just decided to pay him more and keep him until I have time to even look at that and investigate. And that's kind of how people are. They're in that same situation where if you're charging $150 a month or 180 a month, and then you raise your rates and people are thinking of canceling you, well, they got to look for another service provider at that point as well. And then they got to meet the new people. So there's a hassle factor involved with replacing a servicer. Same with my plumber. He's a little bit expensive. And every time he does a job for me, I'm always thinking, man, I should probably call someone else and get another bid. But I'm familiar with him. I've been using him for years now. And he does charge more than probably someone else. But then I got to call someone. And then I got to start a new relationship with that person. And so there is that factor that keeps you at that pool, or keeps someone even who's not doing a good job at that pool. And I think the advantage you have is if you do a good job and you're starting out and you're really aggressive with marketing, you can land a lot of these accounts and really keep them long term. And I think that's the key with any business, is keeping the customer long term. Because if you're looking to get somebody and just make quick money, and like a lot of these people that don't do good jobs are doing, they don't really care about the turnover because they figure they have plenty of accounts. And I'm not even sure what they're thinking. I'm not that kind of a person that wouldn't show up or would let the pool turn green or, you know, get algae or sneak into the yard. But I don't know what their thought process is, but they're not thinking long term. And that's one thing I know for sure, because eventually they're going to get replaced, because there's a certain tipping point where the customer is like, well, I'm fed up with this person, let me just call people. And you reach that point and you're going to get a lot of accounts from people that have reached that point again. You're going to kind of be hyper, they're going to be hyper vigilant with you as a service provider. But if you're good and you have a good model, business model in place, really you have nothing to worry about. But your goal really is to have long-term customers that are going to stay with you for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Is what I have right now, is these very long-term customers. And of course they give you grace sometimes and you can't make it out there. Or if something happens, it's not a big deal because you've been with them for 6 or 7 years. And this is what you're trying to do in the business, because really you want to be able to count that annual income with every service customer that you have on your route. And you want to be able to expand to get new customers that are good. But you can't expand really if you don't have a set amount of really good customers that are paying you on time every month. And then you can count on that money and count on those accounts. The only time I generally lose accounts is when there's a sale. If they sell the house, sometimes I can't retain that account. Sometimes the people that buy it want to do it themselves. Or it's one of those things where during the transition, you have your information, but it doesn't get transferred to the person and they hire someone else. But you can usually keep those accounts if you do it correctly. But sometimes there is a little bit of a loss in the sale of the particular home. Other times you may lose accounts if the person can no longer afford to pay. And if, of course, you do a good job, you show up and the customer likes you, chances are they're not going to switch to save $20 or $30 a month. In most cases, that's not the case. They're just not going to do it. And I've really never lost an account by someone underbidding me, or, you know, putting a flyer somewhere or a mailer and giving the customer a better rate. They just pretty much ignore that because they're happy with the service. A lot of people think that if the person is actually discounting their rate, they're not good anyway. And it's one of those psychological things, like if someone's paying you $180 a month and if someone gives them a flyer for $140, the first thought they have is like, not that you're overcharging them. The first thought they usually have is, well, why is this guy so cheap? He's probably not doing a good job. If you're doing a good job, that's the attitude your customer should have when they receive a really low bid like that and someone who wants to garner their account. So that's one thing that you just need to remember when you're starting out. Don't really worry about not having all the knowledge, because you're not going to have all the knowledge. Don't worry about the customer firing you for like little offenses. They probably won't, because someone needs to do their pool and you're doing it already. And so it's one of those things where they'll give you some grace. And really don't worry about the little things, you know, like the things that you may think the customer is focused on. They really don't care that much about their pool. I mean, most people don't care about their pool as much as you think they do. There's a lot of times you thinking they care about these things when they don't really care about it. And it's one of the things that can keep you up at night worrying about certain things. Like if a customer has a little bit of algae in the pool, they may not even notice it. You treat it, you get rid of it, and they may not call you. Sometimes they'll call you on it. You get there, you treat it. And most of the time, the customer is not going to hold it against you. A lot of times the customers are pretty good about it. Sometimes they panic and they're like, hey, there's algae in my pool. It's not safe. Something's going on. There's something wrong. You get those calls sometimes too. But you can handle that and realize that You're not going to lose your account over a little bit of algae. It takes a lot of things built up over time for that to actually happen. So for the new guy out there, just relax. You're not going to get fired. It's really one of those things where if you've been in the industry long as I have, you've seen some really, really bad pool service out there. I remember one person that was signing into the sign-in sheet for the whole month ahead of time. So I took over the account. I can't remember what month it was, but I looked at the sign-in sheet and he had like everything signed in for that month. And he wasn't even there, you know, doing the pool. It was really crazy. And it's one of the things where just relax, go to sleep at night, don't worry about things. You're going to have plenty of opportunities to expand your business, especially with that other pool service company out there or the other pool service companies that just aren't doing a good job. And if you're really hungry for work and business, answer your phones, show up at the bids, show up every week, keep the pool from turning green. You're basically already 90% ahead of everyone else without doing anything but those simple things. If you're looking for other podcasts I've recorded, you can find those on my website, swimmingprolearning.com. On the banner, click on the podcast icon, and then there'll be a drop-down menu of over 1,300 podcasts that I've recorded. You can listen to those at your leisure. And if you're interested in the coaching program, again, you can find out more information at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.